A few seconds. Now it is.
Is that okay? Everybody's attention. I'm going to call this May 10th, 2022 Revival meeting to order. Now, SD, I call the roll, please.
Councillor Acton.
Here.
Councillor Randall.
Here.
Councillor Norris.
Here.
Councillor Lee.
Here.
Councillor Good.
Here.
I'll get ready to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda changes and additions? Any? That one be added, a liquor license renewal for the Fondle Food Mart. Good with everybody?
Yep.
Under new business under ordinance 1147. Hearing no others, we'll move forward. We have no public hearings tonight, so we'll move down to the consent agenda, which is the approval of the April 12th meeting minutes and May 1st half vouchers and a sum of $27,116.64.
I'll make a motion to approve April 12th meeting minutes and May 1st half vouchers for the sum of $27,116.64.
Second.
Margie, any questions or comments?
Yes, it's actually the April 26th meeting minutes, not the April 12th meeting minutes.
Sorry. Correction then? The April 26th.
You
can't.
Do I need to redo the motion? I make a motion to approve April 26th meeting minutes and May 1st half vouchers and sell at $27,116.64.
All right. Any question or comment? Hearing none, do you call it?
Councillor Good.
Yes.
Councillor Lee. Councillor Norris.
Yes.
Councillor Randall.
Yes.
Councillor Acton.
Yes.
For that, report, no guest presentations. So we'll move down to guests for a public comment.
Anybody online?
Hearing
none.
Nope. Public comment? Council member comments. Start on this side.
We'll get it right now.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. It's a big turnout, along with everybody that's listening online, and we'll listen later. Appreciate people being informed and staying informed with the city business. Thank you. End of report.
Listen. Comments? Okay, moving forward. Mayor's comments. So we have a project in front of us that we're putting out for bid. It's for sealing all the cracks throughout town. Fairly large project. We haven't been awarded it yet, but they asked that we put it out to get see what the costs will be, and then we'll submit that to the TIB. So that's
that where they just throw the tar in between the cracks.
Yeah, but they clean them out.
Yep.
Yeah, that was seal them up. Some of them are repeat. And that's the end of my report. So I'll turn it over to D.
I don't have much to say today. My voice is gone. So that's hard. And my other stuff, well, we talked about it. Unfinished business.
What's your thing?
Oh, that. Yeah, that's important. That's not on the agenda. In regards to the article that was published in the Pioneer last week about our audit, I've written a response and he did publish it. You can find it on page 3 or 3 under perspective letters to the editor. So he said verbatim what I had said to him and the questions about the matter or what that meant. Feel free to ask me. So kind of one size fits all small cities. And so I mean, even in a big city, it's really hard to get no findings. It's just, It's just what happens if you've ever been through audits. So, but we have gone from 3 findings in the first year we were here. So we've made some improvements and we're still working it out. So, yeah, who is not muted here? That would be right there. All right. Thanks. Sorry. Perfect. Any questions about the audit or the article? All right. You can read that in today's paper. Terry.
So you're saying that Phil didn't consult the city for references? Or he read it straight from the essay?
Yeah, you can access the audit online. It's public record. So he accessed it. He did use the correct wording and such, just kind of made it sound a little worse than it was. Yeah. So
did he reach out for comment before he published?
No.
Well, he
came in the day, the day after.
He called us the day before to set up the meeting.
Well, right.
And he said he had it in the shoot and he wanted to talk to us about it, but.
But he didn't talk to you guys before he went.
Right.
He didn't give you the option to talk with him before he went.
Correct. I can't say he misquoted anything. The part that sounds the worst, of course, is that we have done interfund transfers between funds without council approval, which wasn't true. We've done it every time with council approval, and we have backup emails to show that. It's just that the auditor would like it done by resolution. So it was approved by council, just not by resolution. And so my response includes that we'll do that going forward for any transfers.
I went to journalism school. As a journalist, you're supposed to reach out for comment. If you're doing a story on someone, give them the ability to respond
before you go to press. He used some quotes from a conversation he had with Sabo back in February. Because that's kind of when we were going through and seeing the final reports and stuff, but not specifically for this article, no.
So are you confident that your response helps put that in context?
I believe it does. You're welcome to read it. I thought so, and I passed it through the mayor and had him read it, and I think it answers the questions. Is that
pioneer?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Page 3.
So we found that, if I may be, for example, we had an audit when we sold the marijuana shop. And the city took over the marijuana shop in August. We gained ownership of all the assets. Well, when they were doing the audit, they found a finding in July where there was a bank account that nobody was paying attention to, and the fees ate away $700. So But the way they wrote it up they wrote up a finding and said that the city was not paying attention to that account when they stated later that we didn't own it until August. We brought that to their attention and we said, well, this is wrong. We didn't own it then. We couldn't oversee it. And their words to us was, it's already written. It's been sent to the top. There's nothing we can do. All you can do is submit a letter of rebuttal, but it's still, that's the way it states on the thing. Same with this. They stated to us that we didn't notify council when we did fund transfer. Now, the fund transfer they're talking about, it wasn't even a fund transfer. It was money that was put away in reserves. We were involved in that when we took that money. It was reserved money from the street fund. We just moved it into the street fund after we said it was closed. Yeah. But they said we moved it, but because we didn't have a reserve fund set up in our bars code, they said you took it out of the bank, so that means it came out of general fund. We said, no, that's not the way it went. And they said, well, that's the way we have to write it. So,
basically.
And the other thing that can be mentioned, if you read it, and we put that report right on it, it's on the city website. As soon as we got it, we put it on the city website. If you read that report in there, they say in there, well, we realize that they don't have enough people to do all what we want, but we want them to do this. So that means we have to hire more people. So basically what happens is they want to protect the public's trust, and we agree with that. But But to tell us that on the pot shop thing, to tell us that the city lost $700 of the people's money, it cost the city $14,000 for them to audit it and tell us that. So, I mean, I could have spent $14,000 a lot better for the community than $700, but that's the way it works. It's just a system that.
That's the way it works.
So they want to look out for the people's money quicker than they want it.
Exactly.
This out of here costs us close to $18,000.
Yeah. My favorite example too was the cash drawer thing, where several years back they had recommended that the city go from using two cash drawers down to one. Well, then last year, I guess it was year before last, because we had a 2-year skip this time, they said you should go back to two.
And we said we have an ordinance where you told us to go back. Well, that was then.
Yeah.
So to finalize on this thing is, we also said, hey, COVID created a lot of problems for cities. You know, they audited COVID year. There was a lot of issues, you know. And they said, well, yeah, but that's not, we really don't take that in consideration. And we lost $100,000 in revenue. They don't take that in consideration. So anyways, all that she wrote are kind of rebuttal to that. And you can read that. But anyways, we're not spending or moving money or doing anything that the council doesn't know about.
Thanks for responding to that, Deanna.
Yeah, I couldn't not really.
The audit is an important public good. There are a lot of large organizations out there than us. There's a lot more opportunity for unscrupulous people to get their hands on HR, so to speak. So I do understand and appreciate what the auditor is trying to accomplish.
Right.
It's unfortunate that they take a one size approach to it.
Yeah.
Thank you for putting that into context.
You're welcome.
The leaders of
absolutely. I'm free from her questions too if they have them. So,
yeah. And to members of the public, always ask questions, be curious. Everyone here is an open book. So this is your money at the end of the day. We're trying to be the best stewards of that as we can.
Thank you.
Thank you. End of report.
End of report. All right, we'll move on. Where's our city attorney?
Hey folks, I don't really have a report for you tonight, but I'm here if you have any questions.
Why is the sky blue?
Just kidding. Are you Palm Beach?
Hydrogen. Next question.
He's in Seattle, or close to.
Hey, any questions for the attorney?
What's she have?
Thank you, Ken.
Sky blue.
Is that hydrogen?
Okay. Moving forward, get a report. Unfinished business, financial and utility software upgrade approval. Motion approved.
Make a motion to approve the financial and utility software upgrade.
A second.
Okay. So, Josh had asked for a little more information, so we broke it down a little more. There's a couple of pamphlets showing more ways that we're going to save and benefit the community, more ways that we're going to be able to take the hours saved with this broken program and put it back into city works. So kind of all outlined in these two.
How much value are you guys going to be able to provide that budget?
Value as far as dollars?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of. We've been going through a lot of numbers, so hold on. it kind of gets broken down at the end for investment. Maybe I didn't quite answer that question for you specifically with dollars, but I can answer you with duties, definitely, which equal hours.
I'm asking for dollars. Right. So what the startup cost is $32,127.
Mm-hmm.
What's the ongoing annual maintenance cost?
About $7,000 for cumulatively with the two programs that I'm hoping for.
How much?
$7,000. And that's a spreadsheet from last meeting.
That was accounting for your payroll.
Right, payroll savings, so billing without, savings.
So without the payroll savings, what was the annual?
Oh, no, that is their maintenance cost. So with both programs, Oh, I'm sorry. It's 7 and 6.
So combined, it's about 13,000.
Right.
A year.
Yes.
Correct. And what's Vision at the moment?
Vision is about $5,000.
6,288.
Oh, they've gone up. Are you talking with billing forms or without?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Vision is 6,000.
There's a lot of components here, so it's not just maintenance fee, sorry.
And then you had estimated that your payroll savings was going to be how much?
About $6,000.
So that makes...
That's utility savings, not payroll savings.
Just on like billing?
Yeah.
Like the hours spent billing into it?
Correct. And the fact that there's this e-billing system and an online portal, which we're going to encourage most citizens to use as well. And so they're just going to cut down actual paper billing costs. So ink and, you know, I've accounted for ink and stamps and the paper and our printer lease. I mean, it's lots of things. So we're going to cut down about half the paper bills. And then as far as delinquent runs go, we may not have to do any paper bills at all. So there's quite a bit of savings in that, which is broken down on the spreadsheet.
Yeah, but I think on that, we still think it's going to be about, you know, $7,000 or $8,000 annual.
Right. Services. Yes.
But we have to spend $32,000 right. upfront.
Right, which is $2,000 less than we bought the whole Vision program for in 2011.
Yeah, but Vision is purchased, and Vision correct. Costs us $6,000 a year.
This is also purchased. These two are, that's the initial purchase investment no, price.
I know, but we already have Vision. We've already oh, gotcha. Spent that
one. Trust me, it's like Vision, it's like owning a Pinto at this point.
Part of the problem with Vision, and our state auditor even brought this up, if you're using Vision, they have to check extra stuff because it's a crappy program. And so if it decides to go belly up on us, we're going to be in a lot worse shape than spending a little bit of money now. It's a problem for the future.
And question, does the auditor, do they charge by hour? And going with these systems lessens the amount of time that they have to spend in the water sewer because it communicates with both.
And Vision does. Vision does too, that, but
I'm sure they don't like.
No,
they can't.
They wouldn't recommend their yeah, preferred recommend software to me, but they told me they did not like Vision.
And we were planning on doing a 911 callback anyway, right? I mean, that we've talked yeah. about it several times, and that's a $3,000.
That's a service that's included.
So, yeah, that's included in this, but like if we were already talking about doing it, just doing it.
Yeah, so that's $3,500 a year. So that's
$3,500 a year that we're saving than if we did the callback 911 service, mm-hmm. just without these, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, so we had already kind of discussed it. It's never been really brought up officially, mm-hmm. but it is something that we planned on doing. That way the city could do their own, not have to... was Comania County,
yeah.
you know, and if with the $32,000 purchase and the $7,000 annual, I think it's, I mean, it saves us from having to spend $3,500 to Comania County.
I mean, there's not a doubt in my mind that this is going to provide value to us as a community. What I'm just disappointed because I'd ask you to spell that out concretely for the public record and make a very clear case about why it's going to add value. Not just talking about it adding value, but
right, actual numbers.
And I asked you yesterday if you'd done that, kind of smirked at me and said no, and you had the votes and you weren't really going to do it.
I'm in the middle of doing actually like things that we actually need to get done with timelines for the city, such as our annual report and rebutting newspaper articles. So I apologize that I didn't have your numbers together. I do. It's frustrating to me because I've presented you with the materials that include all the pricing that you could have looked at on your own. And I appreciate the fact that it's easier to look at in the spreadsheet, right? But I've spent numerous hours on a spreadsheet that I could have been spending on the annual report.
That spreadsheet wasn't clear, and it's more important. Right, we just went through something with the newspaper where we had a really convoluted and complicated audit that
which would be easier if we didn't have to do a Vision.
Yeah, I mean, part of the problem with our audits is that the program is broken.
Some of your questions.
You're going to call the vote. It's going to pass. I'm just saying I'm disappointed. I feel disrespected because I was trying to get a clear on the record what the savings were going to be. I've supported this from day one. I've been a big advocate for changing the software. I really have been. But when we're spending other people's money mm-hmm. to benefit what goes on here at City Hall, I want to make sure we have a clear and concise story about why we're doing it.
Sure.
That's my concern. It's not that this isn't going to provide us value. It's providing transparency and clarity to the people. That's what's important. You can call the vote and this is going to pass. That's not the issue. What I wanted was more transparency, more clarity.
Gotcha. I do have the records of how much these things are going to cost in all the pamphlets that I provided. And honestly, the time that it's taken me to do the spreadsheet, we could have paid for the TechGov program. Like, I apologize. I don't mean to say it's a waste of time to put this together because it's not, but it's taking a lot of time that I feel is unnecessary because it's pretty easy to see the value.
But you're asking us to spend $32,000 and double our annual cost to run the new software. So it's upfront cost and it's additional annual cost. I see the value there. I see how terrible that software is. But what I really wanted to see was, what are we going to do? What's the vision that we're going to do with all these extra payroll and man hours that we have? What extra value are we going to provide the people of North Bonneville with these savings? And that's what I haven't seen, and that's why I asked.
I wouldn't call them extra hours at all. I would call them the hours needed for me to play the role of five jobs and get everything accomplished, because right now there's all these back burner things that aren't back burner that I can't get to just by myself. And then to take time doing something like this really threw me off of a few things. And so I'm salary, I'll be here. I'll get the things done, sure. But that's frustrating, you know, because I definitely have plenty to be done that's not getting done as timely as I'd like it to. And there's some digitizing of software that needs done that takes time. There's plenty of things that I can use the time that I wouldn't be spending on ticket calls and service calls with Vision that already need to be done. I mean, and then I can throw in some time for some grants or throw in some time to do the things that are extra that should also be happening. But I don't have the time to do that with a broken program, because we spend more of our time fixing the program than we do actually doing the job. Also documented that, and I can provide you with that as well. But I'm sorry I didn't have a legit number figure. But
can I interject?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess one of the problems I see here is that normally, and no disrespect, Josh, I know you have the city's best interest at heart, but normally council works through the mayor to direct staff. And it can be a little, I'm seeing maybe a little bit of conflict here, because we have a situation where council is directing staff, and that shouldn't be. The council certainly has every right to the information that Josh has sought, but really the request should go through the mayor, because it's the mayor's job to budget the staff's time and to understand priorities for the staff's work. So I'm just throwing that out there, because it does feel a little bit like there was maybe this was done in a sort of an irregular way. That's my point.
If I can interject, Josh, you asked me.
Yeah.
Yes, so I'm going to provide it for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me provide you some information. The city, we've been told over and over again that we should really have a 911, reverse 911. It's FEMA, everybody's telling us it's imperative that cities have that so we can notify people. So that's something we're going to have to. We had four incidences last year that we really needed one. Just recently, a water where we had to be banging on people's doors. So it's really imperative that we get that. So that was something we're going to bring up. With that said, this new plan includes that reverse 911. So that saves the city $3,000 additional. Now, if we stay with Vision, you're still gonna have to spend $3,000 a year. I got a spreadsheet here of a couple, three different ones, and they're all about $3,000 a year for this reverse 911. So with this platform, or with this CommunityLink and the other CommunityLink, we don't have to purchase it. So we save $3,000. Okay.
And yep. We're saving that on top of this $6,000 that we're going to save on payroll.
Okay. Now I'm not talking about, I'm giving you where I see the value. Okay. Yep. The best value. I understand where D's coming on. We've talked about it. And let me just be clear. I'm an old dog, and it's hard to train me new tricks. And so I just learned Vision after 4 years. I really don't want to try something else, but I will because I see the need it, because it's falling in on itself. Yeah. And we're looking at a program that is absolutely crushing down on itself, and the citizens are paying the price because they have water issue, water bills. They got to come in, and there's just it's just a big hassle. But So we got this. We got this. This reverse 911, which is included. So that's a $3,000, not savings, but that's a $3,000 value.
Yeah.
The other thing is we have to now digitize all our records, mm-hmm. and we got a grant to do that, but we don't have enough staff right now. The way they're working, we don't have enough staff. So we have to hire somebody in. We got a grant to hire somebody in to come and help us digitize our.
This is actually not the digitize. It's just step one.
I know, but that's part of it.
Right.
I
mean, it's to clean it up in order to digitize.
Right. It's part of it. We got to digitize, but we have to do this on an annual basis. Now, based on the numbers that D showed, based on what I've seen, this new program will give our assistant up front the time to be able to work on digitizing our records every month, which should be about a savings of $2,400 a year in savings. That's the way I look at it. Okay, now we bought Vision, which is a good deal, in 2011,
yeah.
And it's now expired, basically. So 11 years. 11 years we paid, basically, to pay back the value or the initial investment, plus city an extra $3,000 a year to pay back that initial investment. With the plan she has now, by saving the $3,000, I'm not talking about the $2,400 for being able to digitize and be able to get more work done. But just the money on the 911, the city will be able to pay back. And this program has far more benefits for the community. I mean, they don't even have to come in here. They don't even have to call us anymore. They can get online on a portal to see their history, to see how much they were charged, any issues, and they can all resolve everything online. It'll save our people work too. But by saving that money, it took 11 years to pay off at $3,200 a year to pay off that first initial investment. This investment, by saving that $3,000, we can pay it off in 5 years.
Yeah.
And then if it lasts 11 years, we basically have paid for it with the savings.
Yeah.
So it was free.
And it's my understanding that once we sign up for it, it continues to receive updates, not something that we have to pay for additional updates on.
Correct, not on either program, yeah.
So it's something that we're going to be able to grow into.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I want to say is this. We have to protect the public's trust. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a program that has problems. So they come in, they go out with a pencil, and they read the meters, right? Mm-hmm. So they have a problem. They come in, they turn in it, it's wrong. They have to be sent back out. In my opinion, sending our people out twice to do what you're supposed to be done at once is a poor way to spend public money.
Yep.
They could be doing other things. Mm-hmm. This way, they go out in the field, it's all going to be on their phones, they're going to punch a number, the computer's going to tell them, hey, that's high from last month, or that's way low, look at the number again. And not going to let them leave until they get make sure that number's correct.
Yeah.
And then what it'll do is it'll alert, if it's high and it's correct, mm-hmm. it's automatically going to alert if any one of the customers that, hey, your water bill's high, you might check, you might have a leak. You know, it's going to let you know immediately. The other thing is on the weekends, they're not going to have to call City Hall and get the recording and have to call a number to get if their water basement's flooding or their front yard or flooding. Mm-hmm. they're going to be able to go right into their portal, push it, and it's going to connect them right to whoever's on call so they get the emergency taken care of, which saves a lot of hassle. So value-wise, it's a big value. Relearning it, I don't want to, but I will.
I got you.
I want to make sure I'm following this because I think you're making a compelling case. The new system costs us $13,000 a year. Deanna, you estimated that switching to the system was going to save us, what, $6,000 to $8,000 a year? We freed up payroll out.
Right. For utility billing, yes.
Just for utility billing.
Yes, and that includes front office and the guys in the field. Doesn't include the fuel it takes for them to go back up.
Minus $3,500 for this software that we were going to purchase to begin with.
Correct.
And that's each year. So, but that brings the effective upfront, the effective maintenance cost after all these savings that we can be spending time doing elsewhere, we're spending $1,100.
I got $928,
but
$1,100 I'll take.
Yeah.
I'm not really doing the math.
So yeah, that's what I was looking for. And that's what I wanted spelled out. There is a good case for this. You know, how we get to the answer is I support you. You have my vote.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. I rest my case. And if anybody can help me learn this, I appreciate it.
Thank you for doing all the work on
it. You're welcome. Trust me, it's worth it after 4 years of working with this program.
I've been
difficult to squeeze in, but it's going to be so worth it. I don't have my yeses yet, though, so.
Okay, is there any other questions?
No, I see the value right up front. I mean, just helping, we're using the public's money to help the public. You know, I like that. You know, not my money, but it is. You know, it is. It has value in that. And just having the staff work more efficiently, help the people see the value in what's going on in the community. You can't put place a value on that. And value comes in not just up front, but a couple of years down the road, it really starts to reveal something of real value.
It told the boss, and Amy said too, if we don't get this approved and we have to work with Vision, you need to increase our coffee and chocolate budget.
Yeah.
It's so stressful every day with this program. Well, it's obnoxious.
Are good. He did ask a specific question last week, our last meeting, and he had it right through. So, but I was the one that should have given it to you.
I'm satisfied.
Any other questions? Paula D.
All right. Councilor Acton.
Yes.
Councilor Good.
Yes.
Councilor Lee. Councilor Randall.
Yes.
Councilor Norris.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Yay, you just made my year.
Unanimous.
Wonderful.
I get it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. It's all good. Next new business. This was under new business because the Planning Commission reconsideration of submitted recommendations. Put a motion out.
It has to be a positive motion either way, so you would be voting to approve no matter what. The vote will cut it down to yes or no.
I make a motion for the Planning Commission reconsideration of submitted recommendations.
George,
I second.
Can I have clarification on that motion? I'm trying to understand if you're moving to reconsider or you're moving to a point. What,
moving to
which one are we talking about? Because, I mean, if you're reconsidering, then what you're doing is you're you'd be moving to a point, and then you'd have a vote up or down, wouldn't you?
Yep, you would.
So do we want to go individuals and a point?
Could we have this motion to reconsider and then as a discussion and then move it to a motion to reappoint if we decide that that is what we would like to do? So right now, just can discuss whether we would like to reconsider before we move to a vote?
I suppose that seems a little duplicative, but if you feel more comfortable just reopening the discussion, then I guess that's what you're talking about. And that, you know, it's up to you. It's your meeting, guys.
So does it even need a motion to have a discussion?
Not if you're not voting, if you're just coming to consensus about whether you're going to reconsider or not, I guess, maybe.
But you already, yeah, so.
Would we just like to have this just one motion to reappoint and just debate from there? How are you guys?
So we have two for reconsideration. If you have your letters, we technically only have one. Well, are we, Jeffrey, deciding to appoint or just consider? Okay.
So we got an email from Jake Meyer saying that he does not want to be reconsidered. So that one we don't worry about. My personal feeling on the other one, on Greg, is he made it very clear that he couldn't work with this administration, which I believe the city council is part of that, through the Trails Foundation. And so I don't really see the difference in being able to work with us on the funding commission or Trails Foundation. What's the difference? He's got hurt feelings and he's not able to work with this administration. And you know, the planning commission falls directly under the city council. So I personally think that he already made it very clear that he doesn't want to work with us.
He did send us an email today kind of indicating that he would be, let me get the exact.
Is it already?
Greg has his hand up.
Yeah, so let's talk to Greg. I think, I guess my question would be, Greg, is what has changed between now and when we last spoke with you? And why would you like us to reconsider you for the Planning Commission in light of what has or hasn't changed?
Make sure to unmute, Greg.
Is he muted?
Yeah. How's that?
Okay.
Well, first of all, I never talked to you directly about my feelings at all. The person you talked to was our executive director, Jake. Yes, he was speaking for the foundation, and yes, I'm on the foundation. But the foundation was derived out of the Planning Commission years ago. So they are definitely separate entities now. And if you would look at the response that I gave you or sent through Tom, I had no idea what I was going to do, gentlemen and lady. And until my fellow ex-Planning Commission members stepped up and asked you to reconsider, I started thinking about through the whole process. And to honor them, number one, I would love to work with them again, and to honor the city that I've been working for in my heart for 20 years or so, you know, that's a separate issue from the foundation. The foundation will go on in a different way. We are making plans to do other things for sure. It has nothing to do with how I would address the council or how I address the city or how I have addressed the city and the council in the past. So bottom line, my heart is with the city and making it better and better and better. That's all I've ever done in the 20 years that I've been doing this. The misunderstanding with the foundation is aside from this particular topic. So whether you decide or not, it's up to you, of course, but my heart is with the city and can I work with you? I think if you can ask anybody how, that I can work with anybody, yes, you will know that I can work with you. Will I have questions and opinions? Obviously, we always all do. Will they be able to be resolved without animosity? Absolutely, as long as we keep open discourse. So that's what I have to say. Thank you.
What prohibited from, I guess, what prevented that from happening with the Trails Foundation? There was a disagreement and there wasn't an ability to come to a reconciliation there. So what would we give them?
Any trail foundation topic or discussion, I'm obliged to refer to our executive director, Jake Meyer, please. I'm not in a position to talk for the Trails Foundation at this particular point.
I'm not asking you to speak for the Trails Foundation. I'm asking you to speak about what is different here.
What is different here is that I am talking about participating on a planning commission that I've participated on for the last 18 years and working with my fellow planning commission members to address the items that we need to do as a commission for the benefit of the city. And that it doesn't include working with the city council, which there has never been an opportunity where I've had any other challenge than working with the council. We have worked together all this whole time, very synergistically, and I do not see that changing. There's no reason for that particular part to change. It is a separate notion from the Trails Foundation, what all went on there. I have no issue working with any of you. Will I have stern questions? Of course. Will I have a lot to add and a lot of value? Absolutely. And do I have a track record that says that? I'm pretty sure you can find it very easily. You know, my heart is there. I don't have anything else, much else I can say, to be honest with you. And what's different now between what happened just a few weeks ago? I didn't know what to do or say or whatnot. And I wouldn't even be talking to you if it wasn't for my planning commission fellow members. They're the ones that started talking to me. And they're the ones on their very own that made this reconsideration notion. I had nothing to do with that. But when they told me about it, when I found out about it, you know, I got very emotional and I started thinking, why would I want to do this? Yes, Josh, I did think that. Why would I want to come back and do this? Because my heart's there. Because these people are great. Because I've had an unbelievable run. And I'm not ready to quit. I want another term. That is for sure. I want to serve another term. I think we have great things to do. We have a lot of questions. We have a lot of ability, and we just need to keep on rolling.
What date was that meeting?
Are you talking to me?
So one of my issues was a meeting that I saw where you and Josh, who both voted and you chaired the meeting, not being reappointed. And to me, that's causing a disturbing feeling for the reflection of the city. That'd be like me not being elected, but sitting up here holding a meeting and voting, you know, to where I...
Seriously, Travis, are you kidding me? I've been doing this for 18 years. First of all, we have a planning advisor, Tom, that advises us if I do anything wrong, and has over the years or has given me a diagram to follow. We haven't even had a meeting in person for the whole pandemic. That was our first meeting back. So if you want to talk about procedure, you can go back and look at my track record on procedure. We follow procedure directly. Did we not follow this one? I didn't even know we needed to until it was brought up. So, like I said, we have a planning advisor that advises me all along the line. And I think Ken, the attorney, will tell you that. He advised me all along the line. You're expecting a volunteer to know every little nuance about controlling a meeting, even though I've done it for a long time. That's pretty impossible when you consider it always changes. You guys just got audited. Things change. Because we hadn't had a meeting for 2 years, we were all just, first of all, excited to be back together again and talking about this. Now, yes, on the other hand, I should have known that, hey, I'm not on the meeting. You guys need to run it. But like I said, we hadn't had a meeting for 2 years. We were very excited to get back. If my planning commission, Tom, would have said something, we would have done it immediately. I'm not throwing him under the bus. I'm just saying he didn't say anything. I didn't think of it. So procedurally wise, I don't know. Ken, the attorney, what did we do wrong?
Okay. I appreciate the response. I mean, you know, that not hearing from you and just seeing the meeting and knowing that you guys weren't appointed, that was just a little uneasy for me, you know. Well, and I'm glad that you came here and stated your piece and defended yourself, because like you said, I mean, there things are changing, rules change. I'm a volunteer firefighter and I sit on the council as a volunteer. Yeah, we get a little stipend, but it's not much. But you know, I need some water or something. But no, I'm just that was a question that I asked you, and I appreciate your answer.
Would like to speak too.
Greg's absolutely right. I'm the planning advisor, and if there's somebody to blame me. But basically, all that was on the agenda was the reappointment of the planning commission, and we weren't even sure if we were going to have a quorum. And so the only order of business was the first meeting in about a year was to make sure that we got people reappointed and we could still function as a planning commission with a quorum.
No, that makes sense. I mean,
you don't blame Greg, don't blame Jake. I'm the planning advisor. I'll take the hit.
No, Tom. I mean, that makes sense because, I mean, if you guys haven't had a meeting for over a year and you guys haven't even been reassigned or reappointed in your position, you got to have a meeting to have the meeting about being reappointed, right? This is information that is new to me, so I appreciate the response.
Yeah, if you look at the agenda, that was all that was on the agenda. That was it, period.
Okay.
Can I speak for a minute in regards to that?
I would like to hear from the community if that's okay.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. It's just not public comment, but I mean, if we're in agreement to entertain, are we? Okay.
Yeah.
You'll have to turn that microphone on. There's a little switch on top.
There we go.
Hi, I'm Irene Betty Colfer, and as a lot of you know, I worked for the city for 15 years. And I worked with Greg and Jake both, and they're the best guys you'll ever find. And I'll tell you this much, it's not easy to find people that will work on the plane. I don't know what happened, but I'm sure it was a mistake, and you know how they all make mistakes. And I just think that you are not going to find better people. And I just needed to say that. I worked with them for 5 years.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Irene. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Would anyone from the Planning Commission like to talk?
I am Quincy Anderson, and I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to speak when you didn't have to give us the opportunity. And also, I have so much respect for you and didn't really think about this happening. It was kind of an organic moment on the Planning Commission where we were just kind of trying to come to terms with what happened. And it just kind of came out of nowhere, and it was not anything, you know, afterwards I kind of thought, boy, there's so much respect for you guys and thank you. And it's so nice to see such a full council. But that is something that we struggle with on the Planning Commission. And that is even reaching a quorum. And anyway, that is something that I wanted to say. And also, I don't like hearing myself talk. and just, you know, I think Irene said it best. I think I've already said what I need to say. And I just appreciate your reconsideration and thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
If I can say something real quick, say something about this vote that you're reconsidering is a legitimate vote. The first one we talked about, maybe not. Well, now they've a legitimate quorum voted to have them reconsider. So if there's any question about that they were in the meeting, this is a new vote.
Well, so, I mean, we haven't had a meeting for a while, and we haven't been sworn in, it's all due to COVID and stuff, and then we had a meeting, right, beyond the time frame. I mean, we'd have to have the meeting to make reassign positions and stuff like that. So, I'm not too bent over the meeting that they held anymore. I mean, and they're appointed. They're not an elected, you know. I mean, to where, and I'm trying to find a put it in words to where people where the council would understand it is that, like, I mean, yeah, you have a group in a committee and you haven't been seeing each other for a year and two or three of them have expired. Well, they need to have a meeting to reappoint. I didn't listen to the whole meeting. I didn't look at the whole agenda. I just caught bits and pieces of it. And I'm not opposed, especially since the Planning Commission themselves have voted to have Greg reappointed. And if they want to work with him and he wants to work with them and he wants to work with us, I'm not opposed to having Greg on the Planning Commission.
Nor am I.
I just don't want to see a repeat of what happened with the Trails Foundation. I know they're separate entities. I know it's, you know, a separate thing, but it was, for me, the thing that was so hard about it was us having questions and us trying to come to some kind of understanding, and the fact that we still haven't been able to do that is that's been one of my big concerns, is just making sure that this doesn't happen again, and that when there is questions or concerns that we can actually come together. And
when you asked Greg that question and he referred to, you know, he's not going to speak on behalf of the trails, he got to speak, you know, I didn't like that, but I respect it. You know, because he's not going to talk on behalf of Jake. You know what I'm saying? And just hear me out here. And I think that he's not only that, not going to throw Jake under the bus. You know what I'm saying? And but yeah, he's not going to. You know, he's in a hard spot, but he's here and he's been very professional and articulate on, you know, that his heart is in the city, and for him to come back and after being renominated from the Planning Commission. And if they see a big asset in him, I'm willing to take the risk. I mean, I don't think there's much risk because he said he doesn't have a problem with us, and I don't think it's him that has a problem with us. Per se.
Okay. My two cents.
Yep, put it in there.
I'm gonna. I think we lumped Greg in with Jake because Jake spoke for everyone on the Trails Foundation. And we didn't hear from anybody else on the trail.
Well, that's why I'm glad that Greg came in and articulated to us what the, you know what I'm saying, the A's and B's and the questions that we asked, and he's answered them all. I'm confident that he'll be able to perform his appointment appropriate. I think he just within the conversation we've had, I've never really even spoke with him on other than a couple of meetings briefly on the computer. I'd like to meet you in person, but I think he, I agree that I feel that we should reappoint him. Well, that's just my two cents. I make a motion to reappoint Greg Hartnell to the Planning Commission of chair number position 3.
I'll second.
Travis
and his term expires would be the 25th.
Okay. The 2025.
Yep, 2025.
All right. We got a second. Is that another conversation? Do you call it?
Councilor Randall.
Yes.
Councilor Lee.
Yes.
Councilor Good. Yes. Councilor Norris.
Yes.
Councilor Acton.
No.
Good. Yes is happening. Congratulations, Greg, about that. Thank you for your service.
Okay.
Moving forward.
Thank you.
Moving forward. The North Bonneville Financial Policy Draft Review. No, we don't have to really discuss this, but I put together for your review. We'll bring it back a few times. North Bonneville Financial Policy. We answer all the questions that the SAO has to answer, and any that we think in the future they're going to ask. We put it all in here. Plus, we kind of tighten things up. Put together a future. So I just asking everybody to look at this, Josh. Financial days. Really look at it, help me, and make suggestions. It's going to be a work in progress, but we'd like to get it put forward in the next couple meetings. Okay. Any public input too would be helpful. Okay, that was fast.
I just want to say that's one of the things that the auditors have wanted for several years. So prior to us, it's been in the recommendations that we have a official comprehensive financial plan. So this will satisfy that.
And this new system will help with that?
Well, I mean, that's kind of just the accounting and the bills. And sure, yes, it will. This will just help streamline some rules and ways that we go about it so that it's very official and how the auditor wants it. You know.
You're giving me homework?
He did it. The auditor did it.
Okay.
Not me.
I like homework.
Any questions or comments on your homework?
Let me read the words first, and I'll come back with some questions.
I have two things to pay attention to.
I'm asking a minimum of 500 words.
Okay.
An essay about what you think. I'll just kidding.
Kids, right on.
All right. Any other questions on? Move forward. Ordinance 1147, amending chapter 19.12, boundary line adjustment.
I make a motion to approve ordinance 1147, amending chapter 19.12, boundary line adjustment.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Very important. Tom, do you want to talk to him about this before we
ordinance itself says 1148, and we just approved for 1147.
No, apologies. Tom and I had talked about that. The attachment was titled 1147. The ordinance is actually 1148. So, can you remove for?
Can we restate 1148?
Yeah, restate motion.
1148. I make a motion to approve ordinance 1148, amending chapter 19.12, boundary line adjustments.
Thanks, John.
Second.
All right. Okay, Tom.
Thank you, John. Good catch. That's enough. That's a two in your hat tonight. Let that be all. Okay. Tom, you want to talk to him about this?
Yeah. Okay. I've unfortunately had the opportunity to use this ordinance, and it needed updated so bad that I basically went into St. Stevenson, some other ones, and kind of globbed onto theirs because ours didn't make sense in a couple, three places. It just didn't make sense. So this will update us to where we are what everybody else has for a boundary line adjustment.
So this is just changing the verbiage?
Well, yeah, and there was a couple of main things was ours, you could only do it between two lots. Most all cities, it's not just two, it's whatever. And then ours, you couldn't get rid of a lot or decrease a lot. And that's very common too, where you vacate a lot line. So you do a boundary line adjustment, eliminate a lot line and create one lot.
Okay.
So that this allows that, which Stevenson and all the rest of them have. So, and other than that, our language needed updated on some of the requirements, you know, so it'll match what's needed in order to make sure it doesn't create a non-conforming lot or something, you know. And this spells it out really well so that you don't create a problem.
Questions for Tom?
I see someone that has changed for like criteria for approval, or it's now approval required.
Okay, criteria. The criteria there is farther down in.
You have application requirements then.
Criteria.
19.1.
Yes, yeah, application requirements take over for it.
Yeah, he said it was down further. Sorry. A lot of cross through language.
Yeah, there is. It's hard to read. You got that one in a lot.
What are we looking for, Margie? We're looking for the criteria.
I think that's part of the application requirements.
It is. You chop down 030 and kind of.
030 is approval required now.
Yeah.
And then 19.12040 is requirements now instead of application content.
That's what I get for taking Stevenson's language, the titles. So. I had the opportunity to use theirs up there on property I had, and it was so much easier. It was like, wow, this makes sense.
Any other questions? Do you call it?
Councillor Norris.
Yes.
Councillor Lee.
Yes.
Councillor Acton.
Yes.
Councillor Good.
Yes.
Councillor Randall.
Yep.
The final order of business, liquor license approval or the renewal for the North Bonneville Food Mart.
I make a motion for the approval of the liquor license renewal for the North Bonneville Food Mart.
Second. AKA the Chevron.
I was like, North Bonneville.
We got a food mart. Is there a shopping store?
Well, I'll wait for a stoplight. Okay, any questions?
One red light down, huh?
Questions, can you call it?
Councillor Acton.
Yes.
Councillor Randall.
Yes.
Councillor Good.
Yes.
Councillor Lee. Councillor Norris.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for that one. And final closing public comments.
I just wondered if you had made any progress on the road. I'm not talking about Cheryl's part of the road. I'm talking about the rest of the road all the way down to Shelley Lane. You guys have...
I can update you on that. The title company has done nothing yet.
Okay.
To She said she was very backed up, and if we wanted expedited, we'd have to go somewhere else. So that'll be kind of up to everybody.
If you did want to go somewhere else, you probably know that. Is it okay if I speak? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Clark County Title.
That's who they suggested.
Yeah, they have a plan in Skamania County. Okay. And they would be happy to do it probably for you.
Awesome. Quicker.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
I see a lot of people from that road.
Yes, I wish I had more answers.
Yes, yeah, I called her yesterday. She hadn't even started.
Parking on the path is absolutely.
As parking spaces instead of their driveway.
What path?
The walking path.
Oh, yeah.
We're using it as parking. So, now I realize you have a situation with one person that it has been agreed upon that she can park on the path. This is a different situation. I just wonder how the city feels about somebody using it as their parking space.
Is this on Shady Oaks?
On
East Cascade. I saw it.
And it creates a problem because then it puts people walking or possibly riding bicycles on East Cascade instead of on the path, which then this person has complained about dump trucks. It's creating a...
I didn't know we ever gave approval for somebody to park on that.
No.
So ironically, Mary, I took Councillor Good out there to show him the flashing lights, and as we turned around and came back, we watched that little truck go right up on that parking area. So I called our code guy and said, you need to get out there, don't get that off there. It's not the way it works.
Okay, so it's been discussed.
So,
all right.
I do know. But I need to know if
continues. There's some parking on the path.
You think?
I do know
that this person complained about the dump trucks. She's also teaching her child to ride a bicycle on East Cascade. That's her right. But if there's an accident, it could happen with a car or anybody else. She could be on the path. Not to be on the map, and I witnessed it with my own eyes.
We saw it.
And it's I don't want to like single out anyone, but like it is a constant problem. I like to ride my bike out there, and 9 times out of 10, it creates a dangerous situation for everyone involved.
Well, yeah.
What remedies do we have out? Like, can we tow the vehicle?
That's why we send out our tow enforcement, aka CAP.
Yeah, we send them out there and we can give them a warning if they continue to do it. They can be right in a second. It's a moving violation, or it's a traffic violation, so the sheriff's department can get involved.
It's just frustrating.
And one that gets overlooked a lot is the one on Shady Oaks as well. There's two houses on there. That,
right in the corner.
Yeah, they get overlooked because it's not on the main, so hardly anybody sees it. But yeah, they park on that sidewalk all along.
Okay. But I think what we need to do is, we warned them. So the next time we see these, let me know, and we'll call the sheriff's department and have them come tag you. That's moving violation. That's a vehicle violation on a public pathway.
I appreciate it. I just wasn't sure if it had ever even been discussed.
Well, we saw it. Yeah. Josh and I went out there to show out there about, look at we put the radar thing out there and we see that guy drive right up on the sidewalk. I'm thinking, man.
Well, the next night, I'm
going
to sit down there and figure out who's using the air brake.
Okay.
That's my next mission. So, if you see me out there in a lawn chair, you'll know what I'm doing.
I might come out there and sit with
you
and watch. So.
I'll come hang out.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Mary. We're watching that. We'll keep an eye on it. Any other comments? How about online?
Any online public comments? No.
Okay. We'll close that and we'll move to any councilor closing council comments. We'll start at this end.
Well, I would like to thank everyone for coming, and I would also like to thank people for coming to advocate for themselves and their point of view that helps us be a better counsel, be a better voice for you guys. So it's really encouraging to see so many people coming to our meetings now, and letting their voices be heard. So I just want to thank everyone for coming and saying their piece. I really respect, admire, and take it into account. So thank you. And I do want to thank Greg for coming back and talking with us and providing additional clarity for us to take another vote. So I want to thank Greg for coming as well.
He's going back to work.
Oh. No worries.
The report?
And end of comment.
Kids walking in here. I've met some older people lately that need help, and they're willing to pay. Probably not $25 an hour, but you know, there's a little, you know, give and take there too. You know, so it'd be nice if anybody knows any kids that want some work, make a little money, whatever it is. Yeah, people out there are looking. My comment.
I do. I always do.
Yes, you do.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I appreciate it. Just like Josh, lots of new faces that I haven't seen. Some people I've seen here every once in a while, and some younger faces. And I spoke to one of the younger gentlemen the other day, and he was asking about city council, and I encouraged, you know, to he's interested on, you know, and to be in the know and to be that young and want to be involved in his city and his community. My hat is off to him. That's kind of how I got started. Was I wasn't as young as he is. Nonetheless, I wasn't happy with the way things were going. I wasn't happy with the way the people were treated and the non-transparency of the city's runnings. And Councillor Sabo here was on the council, and he was asking the hard questions, and now he's mayor, and we just try to provide full transparency for everybody to be as transparent as possible, and we encourage everybody to come to these meetings, be in the knowledge, know what's going on in your city, have an input on what happens in your city. This is your city. It's your money. It's your buildings. So, you know, we just maintain them. We operate it, try to keep it running for you. Sometimes stuff breaks. And so, you know, we got to fix it. My hat's off to the younger gentlemen up in the back. And Josh, with your statement and some of the questions, I appreciate you asking the hard questions. And no, I'm serious. And one of the things that I didn't see from your hard questions that was brought to light today was, you know, just because we understand where the savings are doesn't mean that the people are seeing it. And I didn't get that, and I get it now. And I appreciate you bringing that to light and trying to make sure that the people see the numbers. Just because we see them and we're like, yeah, it's great, we can see it. You know, so I just want to thank you.
I love you guys. This is a great body.
Careful. Terry's getting red over
here. Use the L word with Terry.
Love Terry. saying that.
Hey, my gosh.
Oh, end of report.
Any other comments?
John's got nothing after that.
Thank you for coming to the meeting, and with all the business, we're gonna adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everybody.
Love you, Terry.
Who's talking?
Bye.
Bye. Bye.